This is the 11th hour. With news and commentary for King James Bible believers. Here's Greg Miller.
Every year, there are a group of rabid holiday hunters who seem to wait with bated breath for October through December so that they can go on the attack against all things Halloween and Christmas. Now, Halloween is pagan and occult, let there be no doubt. But not everything done on or around October 31st is necessarily pagan or occult. And we will address those issues in a separate video. But in this video, we want to address the attack on those who take part in Christmas by having a tree in their house and decorating it. Is the tree, whether you call it a Christmas tree or a holiday tree or tannenbaum or whatever term you use, is the tree, the decorated tree, pagan? We will begin by looking at the main scriptural text used to object to the use of decorated trees, and then we'll consider some of the other extra-biblical claims and accusations in a series of other reports. But before starting, I just want to say that if you do not put trees up in your home, there is nothing wrong with that. This video is simply being made to set the record straight for those who falsely teach and falsely accuse the brethren who do choose to use decorated trees, whether at Christmas or some other time of the year. We're not trying to convince you, if you do not use decorated trees, to begin using decorated trees. But those who do choose to use decorated trees need to understand the answers to these false accusations. Now, as I said, the main scriptural text against the use of decorated trees is found in Jeremiah 10. And the holiday hunters usually only quote the first four verses of Jeremiah 10. But that's only part of what is said in regards to the text in context. We must read the entire context, which would take us to verse 6 and not just verse 4, in order to see exactly what Jeremiah is saying as recorded in Jeremiah 10. So let's look at the text. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 3, begins by saying, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain." And here's where people teach that we're seeing a Christmas tree. "For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe." Jeremiah 10, 1 through 3. So it's clear that some pagan has gone out into the woods and cut down a tree. That's true. Then what happens? Well, they carve it into an idol. That is what is being described in verse 3, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. After he's cut the tree down, the workman using the axe then produces something, which we know to be an idol. Idol makers would cut down a tree, then hack it into short sections, and then carve those sections into the shape of an idol with the same axe. That is just fact. Folks, there isn't a single recorded instance of Jews, even in their worst days of apostasy, bringing trees into their homes. They set up idols in outdoor groves, and those were in what the Bible calls high places. But anyone claiming that Jews brought trees into their homes and then decorated them is simply bearing false witness. But careless readers skip the part that says the work of the hands of the workman, because they have an agenda, and they pretend that this is like some old hillbilly going out into the woods and cutting down a tree to bring home a tree to the family and set it up in his house. It is not. Then, verse 4 is mishandled, using the modern use of the term deck. And they picture a tree in the house being decked. Here's how verse 4 reads. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Now, 20th and 21st century Americans think of deck the halls with boughs of holly. And so we think that this is saying they decked the tree with garland and bulbs and lights with silver and gold. But that is not what this means. The word decked means to paint or coat. They took the idol that had been carved, the work of the hands of the workmen, and they painted or coated it in silver and gold. Few people could afford, in that day or this day, a solid gold or solid silver idol. So they cut down the tree, carved it into an idol, and then they decked or painted or coated it in gold or silver. Then they nailed that sucker down so no one could steal their dumb little idols, like Rachel stole Laban's back there in Genesis 31. And verse 5, which is usually not quoted by the holiday hunters because they don't want their tree hater ideas, the tree haters to get the idea that this might not be talking about a tree. So they stop at verse 4. But we read verse 5 as it describes the idol's futility, saying, quote, the idols are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. That's Jeremiah 10:5. Now, it wouldn't say as a palm tree if it were a tree. When I say I am stiff as a board, I'm not actually claiming that I'm a 2x4 wood board. I'm saying my muscles are stiff, and I am stiff as a board. Likewise, Jeremiah is describing these idols that have been hammered into a secure place, and he says they are upright as the palm tree. Obviously, they are not a tree, but as a palm tree, standing straight, stiff, and still. You see, Jeremiah's point is that they are stiff and lifeless idols. Now look again as he describes these idols in verse 5, saying, they are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. Why would he say they speak not? Why? Because they have mouths carved in them, but they can't talk. This is not a decorated tree. It's a carved idol with a mouth carved in it, but it cannot speak. Again, verse 5 says, they must needs be born, that means to be carried, because they cannot go. Why would it say this about a tree? It doesn't say it about a tree. It says it about an idol. It's saying this about the work of the hands of the workman who has carved an idol with legs, but those wooden legs won't go anywhere. Finally, Jeremiah has finished mocking the idols being described, and he says in closing, verse 6, forasmuch as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Jeremiah 10 is not describing a Christmas tree or a decorated tree used any other time of the year. First of all, there was no such thing as Christmas in Jeremiah 10. Jews never cut trees down and put them in their house. They never decorated trees in their homes. The only time they used trees was live trees in groves in high places. He is not describing a tree, but the description of the process of idol making. And those who accuse anyone but especially accusing Christians of idolatry because they decorate a tree, they are false accusers. If you are doing this, repent. If others are doing this to you, ignore them and follow God's admonition found in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Did you get that? Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body is of Christ.